This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
It's our top story on KRDO News Radio. Domestic violence is the motive behind the killing of six people at a Southern Colorado trailer park.
The suspect, who was in a relationship with one of the victims, displayed power and control issues in this relationship. When he wasn't invited to a family gathering, the suspect responded by opening fire and killing six victims before taking his own life.
That's Colorado Springs Police Chief Vince Niskey. He says what happened Sunday at the Canterbury Manufactured Home Community was horrible and vowed to find every answer for the victim and the families. The victims were officially identified as Sandra Ibarra Perez, Jose Ibarra, Myra Ibarra D. Perez, Melvin Perez, Jose Gutierrez, and Joanna Cruz. Investigators say the suspect was Sandra Ibarra Perez's boyfriend, who tried to keep her from attending the family event. They did not note that there was no evidence that he physically abused her before the shooting. Officers trying to find out how the suspect got a hold of the gun, saying it was bought by someone else in 2014. It's the deadliest shooting in Colorado Springs history. The investigation continues. And Colorado Springs Mayor John Southers is encouraging domestic violence victims to get help in light of the weekend shooting.
Whether it's court orders or shelter or whatever, seek help. And so we can try and prevent escalation that leads to incidents of this nature.
The mayor says the people need to realize relationships featuring domestic abuse could end up turning violent. The largest school district in the Pikes Peak region will not require students 10 and younger to wear masks during summer programs. KRDO News Radio's Bart Betzel has details.
D20 made the announcement Monday evening. Beginning May 24th, elementary school students will not have to wear masks at any summer school-sponsored events. Per the state's requirements, students ages 11 and older are still required to wear masks indoors. Bart Betzel, KRDO News Radio.
Let's go all the way down the script and tell you that an Illinois organization is enlisting the help of stray cats to combat Chicago's rat problem. Mark Mayfield has the story.
Treehouse Humane Society told WGN-TV they have released over 1,000 feral cats on the streets since 2012. Orkin has named the Windy City the rattiest in the country for the past 6 years. The group says they started the Cats at Work program as a safe alternative to poison. The group places 2 to 3 neutered or spayed cats in an area to help with rodents, and then local business owners become responsible for keeping the cats fed and sheltered. I'm Mark Mayfield.
Dismal and cloudy skies stay in the forecast overnight tonight. Rain and snow showers will slowly taper off closer to 11 p.m. Any additional accumulations will be light and confined to those higher terrain areas. Overnight lows hovering in the upper 20s to low 30s, so watch those elevated surfaces for tomorrow morning as they could be a little bit slick. We'll see some partial clearing of those skies on Wednesday. That'll help to fuel a few showers and thunderstorms after the 1 p.m. time frame. Most areas will stay dry, temperatures a bit warmer into the 50s. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mary Matthews with KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's morning news weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's afternoon news weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.